Welcome back to the Team DCU podcast, the podcast where you can learn more about the DCU experience from current students. My name is Sinead McCrohan, and today I'm joined by Eve McSweeney, final year social sciences and cultural innovation student. Eve, how are things?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Final year. How's it holding?
Oh, it's holding.
That's good stuff. We'll talk about final year in a while, but let's roll your mind back to, say, fourth, fifth, sixth year Eve in secondary school. Did you ever hear of this course before? Did you know much about DCU?
So I went to a school very, very deep in the south side. So I had never really known anyone who'd gone to DCU.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple odd ones. But I'd always had an interest in not necessarily just going down to UCD, which was down the road from my school. I knew I wanted to go somewhere different. And Kieran Dunn actually came into my school. So he was I think he designed the course.
Yeah, program chair, I think.
Yeah, and he course coordinated and all that. So he came in and he spoke about it, and I was just blown away. I'd never heard of anything like it before.
Yeah.
And as a really indecisive person, like, I don't know my left hand from my right, like, I just cannot decide on things. I knew I wanted to do this course because it was so broad, and it covered a lot of things I had a keen interest in when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I was young, I'd always been interested in politics and stuff like that, but I'd never kind of fully engaged in it,
yeah.
Especially in school. It wouldn't be part of the syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried that it would be boring or just not specifically special. And I didn't want to have to go to parties and be like, yeah, I'm studying politics. I want to be that person. But once I got into the course and I'd had a look at it, I realized, you know, like, politics is so much more than just a bunch of men sitting in a room talking and fighting at each other in suits. It's just the social side of it was just really interesting to me, and how we can, like, fix social problems with politics and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got really excited about it, and I put it down on my CEO, number one.
And it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. I was lucky enough to get the points, and here I am.
I like that you challenged the status quo in a way of not just going to the local college or university that a lot of students do. It's easy, it makes sense. But we would always recommend go to open days for every university and see what they have on offer, because realistically you're going to spend 3 or 4 years at this place, and you want to make sure that you enjoy it and that it works for you, and that might not necessarily be the one that's closest to you. So people, when they describe this course, and I'm sure Kieran Dunn would agree, there's kind of three main pillars that hold up the course that you study. So could you tell us a bit about them?
So basically that's kind of what's special about this course. It is broad. So you start off kind of with the first pillar would be sociology and entrepreneurship and innovation. And then there's also the kind of more cultural side, looking at media and communications.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the political side, looking at globalization and just general politics,
mm-hmm.
and international relations and stuff like that. So, yeah, so there's media and comms,
yeah.
Sociology and innovation, and then politics and globalization.
Fantastic. So that's probably first and second year, right? Getting the basics,
yeah,
of these subjects. And then there is an option to do an internship if you'd like to do it for a year. So what sort of roles would people be working in for these internships?
Yeah, so I mean, it's completely open to you. So in first year, you kind of get a taste of everything. And then in second year, you can kind of specialize in what you're most interested in.
Yeah.
So once you kind of get an idea and choose the modules that you're most interested in, you see kind of what fields you want to be working in.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I know people who, one of my friends, she's really into film. And she was like, I want to be involved in film, which you wouldn't think would mix with this course.
But yeah,
she's also really interested in PR, which is a lot of, like, we take modules in PR and public relations.
Cool.
And she just kind of found, like, she's like, this is what I want to be doing. And she could apply all the kind of cultural innovation sides of the course to that.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of had this unique perspective on it. So she did her intro in the film industry in Ireland. And she had a brilliant time for a year working, having a ball. And then we have other people who work in, say in Cadbury's, working as, like, working in HR,
mm-hmm.
and people working in think tanks and stuff like that. So it really just depends on what you're interested in. You can really cater towards whatever you like the most.
Yeah, there's so much scope there, which is great if you're not sure exactly what you want to do. But as you said at the start, you're interested in maybe media and politics and innovation. And it's a nice way to just package that all together and then, I suppose, carve your own path depending on what you'd like to do.
That's
so you do your first and second year, third year internship, optional if you want, and then final year. So here we are now. If you can believe it, you've gone through the course. So what sort of things are you learning about in final year? Can you specialize in an area?
Yeah, so I've chosen to specialize in globalization and politics, But I still end up taking modules on sociology and media production because it's just, it's a part of the course.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you, when you graduate, you do have the three pillars integrated into your degree. But I'm currently looking at, like, last semester, so I'm in my second semester now.
Mm-hmm.
A final year, so scary. I'm currently looking at, like, some modules such as nationalism and populism, contemporary Northern Ireland and issues in contemporary Northern Ireland, and conflict resolution and stuff like that. And I'm just, oh, I just love it. I love the social side. And I'm also writing my thesis currently, my dissertation, which is terrifying.
Wow. And what's that about?
So from what I, my rough draft at the moment is I'm writing it on sustainable fashion and how accessible sustainable fashion is for young people, why people choose to shop sustainably. Because I've always been really interested in sustainability. Like mm-hmm. when I was younger, I'd be going to sustainability, youth for sustainability clubs and stuff like that. So I was able to bring that through this degree with me and I've kind of got a good idea of it now. So yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write my dissertation on it. I've
decided. About what you know. That's
exactly.
what they say, isn't
easier.
It? It sounds like every day in this course, every hour, there's something different.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
Is there one module or subject that you adore and you didn't think you would even care about it?
I mean, it really is the politics. Like, I didn't expect for them, like, for it to be so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, learning so much and especially realizing that I can use kind of entrepreneurial points of view and apply them to social issues. So it's, like, social entrepreneurship. Like,
yeah.
I can find social issues like lack of housing in Ireland or something like that, and I can apply different point of views onto it. It's not just black and white. It just kind of gets you to critically think, which I don't think I was really taught in school.
Yeah.
Which kind of gives me, I think personally, a great skill to have as like for future employers. They love to see that, like
yeah.
that you're able to think outside the box. So
that's a transversal skill you needed across every single job and every social interaction that
yeah.
you have. Does this course allow you a lot of time for clubs and societies?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice in that sense that it is only like 10 or 12 hours a week as far as like lectures go. This semester, not as much because obviously I'm writing my dissertation. So it gives you an opportunity to, obviously you have to do so studying outside of those
yes,
10 hours,
yes.
but it does give me the opportunity to get involved. So I'm a part of DCU Drama as well as Sober Society. And yeah, I've made just some incredible friends, had some incredible experiences in these societies. Like, they've really shaped my time here at DCU.
Yeah.
And me as a person, honestly.
Yeah, they're where you make your best memories and best friends.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. Join clubs and societies if you come to DCU. Take up something completely new that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
Continue a passion that you've always had. But really, it's where you make your best memories.
That's
there.
It. Like, a lot of people I know in drama society, they say, like, oh, I was really interested when I was, like, 16. We did, like, a TY play and then
yeah.
I just lost it. And it just gives you that opportunity to go back and like reignite that flame that you have with drama.
Exactly.
And to perform, because like even if you're not super involved in like you wanting to be on stage and everyone watching you, you can do that like backstage stuff and be a director. Like
yeah.
the opportunity to be a director of a pretty semi-professional play is incredible.
Yeah.
And
you're
yeah.
in a play coming up soon.
Yes.
In March. You want to plug that for the audience?
I am in The Odd Couple coming up in March, the 15th and 16th.
Fantastic.
So yeah, that should be good. It's a comedy, which is nice, something light, because I feel like I've been doing really heavy plays my entire time in drama, so it's finally I can have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, and a nice breakaway from the likes of the dissertation or any hard modules that
yeah.
you're studying. You could be studying a science or engineering or business, and you can take part in any society that you want, and it really is that nice mental break from the academic side.
That's
of
what
things
it is. It keeps you sane.
Yeah.
I noticed when during the pandemic, what that shall not be spoken of, I did get, like, when I was kind of stuck in my room, I actually did a play online, which is mad.
Yeah.
I'd never experienced anything like that, but it kept me sane. I had rehearsals twice a week, had to learn my lines, and I just kind of had a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. Like, I think academically, it's good to get your stuff done, which is what I do,
mm-hmm.
but it's also nice to have that outlet to just let your stress out.
Yeah, exactly. So final year, you're almost finished. The dreaded question is, do you have any plans for after DCU? Life after, if you can imagine it.
I know. It's hard to even like think of it
yeah.
to be honest, especially after the years we've had. I think I'm definitely going to be taking a year out anyways,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of figure out what, try to get some work in, figure out what I actually want to be working within, what field. Because one thing, as I said, about the course being so broad is incredible, but it also gets me involved in so many things
yeah.
that I have so many interests now. And I'm like, which will I choose?
Or how do I combine them together
yeah,
somehow
exactly.
in a job?
No, that's it. That's literally it. So you know, I'm going to see how I go from here. I'm definitely looking at masters. The masters in DC look brilliant, and I definitely have a go with them. And try to get some work in with NGOs, mm-hmm. Like non-governmental organizations, and just check that out. Try to work, generally get involved in humanitarianism, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that is my passion. I think I want to work for people as opposed to just for myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, or for profit, or for profit, know, to make yeah. money for someone.
Yeah, like ultimately, the more I've gone on with this course, because we do have people who are definitely involved in the more kind of corporate side, mm-hmm. and like power to them, and they're going to be happy out, and I respect it. But I just, anytime I kind of do it, I'm like, this isn't me. So yeah. I'm going to see how it goes. I'm just definitely keeping an eye out. And there are yeah. opportunities there. Like, I think that's, as I said, what about this course, it's broad. So like, you can make of a career what you want. Like, if you're interested in corporate, it's there for you. If mm-hmm. you're interested in film, which isn't even part of the course that much, you can still study it because you can apply those skills to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, lots of different pathways from this course, which is fantastic. Eve, thank you so much for your time and insight. If I can ask you for one last piece of knowledge, so for, say, incoming students or just for prospective students who would like to come to DCU, any word of advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, when I came in, I was nervous, I was scared. I'm luckily an extroverted person, which is very helpful when it comes to coming into a new course. But I just recommend putting yourself out there, checking out new societies. Like, as I said, they made my experience in DCU. They brought me so much happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's just creating memories with people. And I'd highly recommend just getting involved in societies, because there's something for everyone, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be surprised, because I'm not really a sporty kind of gal, wouldn't be interested in that. But mm-hmm. I always found stuff that I was interested in. Like, I never thought I'd be involved in sober society when I was, what, 16?
Yeah.
But it's fun. Like, it's a good laugh. And that's what you need, honestly, to take a little break.
Yeah. And there's only 20 signatures needed to set up your own society. So that's if it. You did get to DCU and something didn't exist and you wanted to be the first person to set it up, you can do that in DCU as well. Thank you again, Eve,
for your time.
Thank you for listening. If anyone wants to follow up with any questions for Eve, Eve's on UniBuddy, which is a chat platform where you can chat to our student ambassadors free of charge. So if you want to ask anything about something that Eve mentioned, a subject or the dissertation or clubs and societies, I'm sure Eve would be happy to answer. Or if you have a general query about DCU, about accommodation or entry requirements, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie and we'd be more than happy to get back to you. So thanks everyone, and see you soon.